100 word stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at one a day until the day I die.com. It's a podcast, stories 100 words long, but it's the weekly challenge where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. The topic for this week is needle. A bunch of you sent in stories on the topic of needle, and what am I going to do? I'm going to put them in the hopper, grind them into tiny little jiggly bits, and then glue them together and put them in this podcast. What, you thought I was going to do something special? I mean, this is weekly challenge 795. We're industrialized. It's a factory of storytelling. And you are the product. How about I just get right into the podcast here? Let's listen to the stories.
Good evening, Jay Radimus, back for Weekly Challenge 795, and the topic of needle, and my story entitled The Red Pill and the Truth. It's amazing all the stuff they don't want us to know, but I know the red pill is available on YouTube. Take this Wuhan flu and the so-called vaccines. I learned that the Chinese created the virus, and Bill Gates is using their 5G to make tracking chips small enough to fit through the vaccine needles to bring us all under their control. Now, I know people say they can't get stuff that small, but let me tell you something, Mr. Smarty Pants. I've seen Fantastic Voyage. They shrunk a whole submarine and crew that small, and that was in 1966. All right, thanks for listening. And just in case it needs to be said, this was not representative of my true feelings. Have a good one. Bye.
Hello, everyone. Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Empty. Damn dope head thief. Everyone made faces. The place stunk. Where to now? He has to be somewhere. Everyone looked at the deserted road. We should do something. Everyone looked at the elderly woman standing at the back, knitting. This is no time to be knitting, lady. She smiled. I know where he is. Where? At my home. I'm helping him, and no one will touch him. He's trying. Well, why did you come along in the search party then? Because I like to keep an eye on overly enthusiastic people, let's say. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Morning, this is Richard. And this is my story on the topic needle. It's called Vaccine. Just a little prick, she said, rolling up my shirt sleeve. There's no need to get personal, I responded, giving her a mischievous wink. The sour expression on her face told me that my not-so-subtle attempt at humour was not appreciated. She slid the needle into my arm, depressed the plunger, withdrew, and swabbed the spot. It was all over in seconds. All done, she exclaimed, and I stood up, pulled my jacket back on, and walked towards the door. As I stepped out into the corridor, she called out behind me. You've got a cute butt, though. There you go. Story done, dusted, finished, and all the rest. So until next time, goodbye.
Good morning. This is Dwayne. This is my story for the Weekly Challenge 795, the prompt of needle. I apologize for the audio. I just moved into a new place and I still have, I'm bouncing off boxes and walls and everything else right now. But here's my story. They say if you play Stairway to Heaven backwards, it has satanic messages. I tried it with my old stereo, but I didn't hear anything. Same thing with Another One Bites the Dust. I played all the Beatles albums, Pink Floyd, and Black Oak Arkansas. There was nothing recognizable. Thinking my record needle might be getting old, I taped a penny to the top of the arm. I went back through all the records again, but still there were no hidden messages. I put on an old Rick Astley album and started turning it in reverse. My mind was blown.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. My trade is rather niche. I'm a specialist. One of a kind, really, and those who need my services appreciate my eye for detail. So, what exactly is it that I do? I dispose of weapons. Weapons used in the course of criminal activity. I don't just dump them. I like my methods to have an ironic twist. Like the piano wire garrote that I fashioned into a necklace, for example. My latest is my favorite. A hypodermic needle used to poison a farmer. So, how did I dispose of it? I threw it into one of his haystacks.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 794 with a prompt of needle. Well, here's my story. After stopping at the real estate agent to get the key, which Bilbert thought looked like something George Washington probably used, they pulled up in front of the house. "Here's our new home," Mr. Blanketmaker said, with all the enthusiasm of a game show host. "New, Dad?" Bilbert asked. "It looks haunted. How old is this place?" "It was brand new in 1888," his father laughed. "Come on, son, it's got character. Linoleum Amanda would love it." "Don't needle your son, Hosmer," his mother said. Looking at the weather-worn house, Bilbert thought his father probably was right. Linoleum Amanda would love it. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Torabers, all you know here, with a story on the subject, needle. Seattle's still sore about them stealing the name. But what else could you call the mile-high obelisk that launches the hyperdrive ships? We send them to every promising exoplanet we've discovered. The robot ships will mine the planets and build more ships and space needles to continue the panspermia. But we still haven't solved the problem of sending fragile humans through hyperspace. If we can't survive on Earth either, the endgame will be a galactic network of hyperdrive ports, and empty halls waiting to be discovered by some alien race, to marvel at the glorious beings who did such things.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
Every few months, I get blood drawn for some condition or another. The more blood, the bigger the bruise. Sometimes there's not much of a bruise, and it goes away quickly. But as I get older, the bruises stay for a week or more. One day, I know the bruises won't go away. The scars, the scores, the coughing, the wheezing. Blurry vision, bad hearing, stumbling around, falling. Waking up in a hospital bed with more needles and tubes and wires and bags of fluid and beeping things. The only thing I'll get from it all is bills and bruises.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of needle. Did you enjoy them? I'm sure you did. But I don't know if those who wrote them know you enjoyed them. So, leave a comment in the post at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, letting them know that you enjoyed them. Otherwise, who knows what will happen. No, really, we'll just keep doing weekly challenges. I mean, the next weekly challenge is going to be letter. So get your thought brains going and smear them all over the paper. And that won't do a thing because this is all a podcast. You write them in ticky-tacky, typewritery, and then you record them and send them through email. Thank you for being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.